Trade Alert and Trading Club Update, Week 11. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Before getting into today's update, we are issuing one new trade alert. Sell to close 10 Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 calls, expiring April 17, 2026. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $129,686 as of Thursday, March 19, up 29.7% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. In today's update, we review the options contracts that will expire at the close of trading today. We also set the stage for our next series of upcoming trade recommendations. Options expiration review. We have 8 options contracts in the Trading Club portfolio that will expire at the close of trading today, March 20. This includes the following 4 covered call positions: 1 Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call; 1 Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, $100 covered call; 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL, $60 covered call; 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, $40 covered calls. As of this morning, each of the underlying share prices for these covered calls were trading well below the option strike price. Thus, we expect all of these options positions to expire out of the money. In this case, we will retain the underlying shares for each covered call. No action is needed here. After these options expire at the close of trading today, we will then own the underlying shares free and clear. We also recommend closing our existing position in the 10 call options of digital forensics company Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT. As we've covered in previous updates, Cellebrite shares have taken a hit along with the broader software sector on fears of disruption from new artificial intelligence, AI, coding tools. We believe these fears are misplaced and remain bullish on the long-term prospects for the business. But with the shares trading 35% below the call option strike price, and less than a month until the expiration date, these calls are very likely to expire worthless. Thus, we recommend exiting the position and capturing whatever remaining value is available from selling these contracts at prevailing market prices. We plan to continue holding our position in the Cellebrite cash-secured puts, which we expect will convert into a long position when these contracts expire next month. Next up are the cash-secured puts expiring today. 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vinum, $40 cash-secured puts; 7 Kenvue, NYSE, Cavu, $17 cash-secured puts; 3 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $25 cash-secured puts; 1 LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, $55 cash-secured put; BUT. As of this morning, the underlying share prices for each of these cash-secured puts were trading above the option strike price. The one case where the shares trade close to the option strike price is the Waterbridge puts, with shares trading about 2% above the $25 strike price. If Waterbridge shares close below $25, the 3 option contracts will be converted into a purchase of 300 shares of the stock at the close of trading today. We're fine with either outcome, and thus no action is needed. If the share price is close above the option strike prices, these options positions will expire out of the money. In this case, we pocket the premiums free and clear, while our obligation to purchase the underlying shares expires. The restricted cash set aside to fulfill the purchase obligations for these trades will then be made available for new investment by Monday. We currently have $40,900 in restricted cash set aside to fulfill the purchase obligations for these cash-secured puts. Depending on how the Waterbridge trade ends up, we expect today's option expiration to free up between $33,400 and $40,900 in cash for reinvestment by next Monday. Adding this to our current $22,525 in available cash, we expect to have between $55,925 and $63,425 in buying power by Monday, representing about 50% of the current portfolio value. Now, on to the topic of how we plan to put this freed-up capital to work. Upcoming trades and the AI halo over the past several months, we've been working on a special report detailing what we believe will be the ultimate trade for 2026, which we've dubbed the AI halo. This includes businesses that own hard assets with low obsolescence risk, which are supplying the critical raw materials underpinning today's AI revolution. Each of the businesses detailed in this report own irreplaceable assets, things like land, water, energy, and concrete, that have become the physical choke points through which trillions of dollars of AI investment are flowing into. You can find the full details on the AI Halo trade in the special reports section of the Trading Club website, which you can find by clicking here. As you'll see, we currently have existing positions in four of the five stocks detailed in the report, including Waterbridge, WBI, LandBridge, Pound, Viper Energy, VNOM, and EQT. The one additional stock not yet in the Trading Club portfolio is concrete maker Omrise, AMRZ, which we plan to include in our next series of trade recommendations. We're currently finalizing the list of new trade recommendations, which we plan to release on Monday, March 30th. We will then follow this up with a video recording, where we discuss each trade as we place it in our live tracking account. Stay tuned for more details. In the meantime, feel free to reach out with any questions or feedback at the Trading Club forum. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, March 19th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, $40 put, the position size equals 1 by 100x, $40 equals $4,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the five call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, recommendation can be found here, the July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the September 24th recommendation of the Cellebrite NASDAQ, CLBT, risk reversal options trade can be found here. The January 13th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, cash secured puts can be found here. The February 4th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, cash secured puts can be found here. The March 11th recommendation of Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, put can be found here, plus the following trades, expiring today, published on Thursday, December 4th, can be found here. They are the purchase of 100 shares of Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, and the sale of one sell $40 cash secured put, expiring March 20th, 26, the purchase of 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and the sale of one BH $100 covered call, expiring March 20th, 2026, the sale of one Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring March 20th, 26, the sale of two Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $40 cash secured puts, expiring March 20th, 26, the sale of one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $32.50 cash secured put, expiring March 20th, 26, the sale of 7 Kenview, NYSE, Cavu, $17 cash secured puts, expiring March 20th, 2026. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. If you haven't yet checked it out, click here to gain access and join the conversation. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks. Click on the portfolio to enlarge and view it in a new window. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top three best buys, where we highlight three current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top three best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.